Welcome to AM Best Audio.
We're here in London for AM Best's Insurance Market Briefing Europe. For AM Best TV, I'm Richard Banks. And I'm joined now by AM Best's Greg Carter. Greg, it's good to have you with us.
Hi, Richard.
So, Greg, as ever, you kicked off the Insurance Market Briefing Europe with your very popular overview of EMEA insurance markets. What were the takeaways this year?
I think one of the key themes from this year's event has been the positive net movement in ratings, and it's the first time we can say that in 5 years. And I think that there's some underlying themes as to what's been driving that. If you go back, let's go back a couple of years and talk about what was driving the negative rating movements. And a lot of that was to do with balance sheet strength pressures, and particularly in the emerging markets. And that was partly a result of the hangover from the COVID pandemic and the slowdown in economic activity. There was then a disruption to supply chains, a knock-on impact for the insurance market in terms of economic activity. We saw an inflationary bubble in pretty much almost every market across EMEA. And so what we've seen since then is the rise in interest rates. And whilst some of those pressures I've talked about caused negative rating actions, we're now seeing a bit of a payback, a bit of a recovery from that as the result of higher interest rates and resulting lowering of inflation. So what higher interest rates have done for the industry is given the companies the opportunity to earn a better investment return, and investment returns were marginal at best across most of the industry. And so we've seen a real bounce back in that, and that's particularly for the reinsurers has augmented their actual underwriting earnings, and underwriting earnings from reinsurance has been something of a bit of a rare event across the sector for a while. So a far more positive tone this year.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Excellent. Now, you touched on inflation. I know that's a favorite topic of yours. What's the prognosis nowadays?
Well, central banks seem to be winding down their inflation battling actions in terms of higher interest rates. And we've seen the Fed move already. We've seen the Bank of England make another move today. So it's a further decline in interest rates. And that's really signaling that central banks feel that whilst the battle may not be completely won, we're moving in the right direction in terms of taming inflation. And in fact, across Europe, there's some concern that actually we've gone maybe too far and that there may be stimulus needed in order to for the economies to grow and to continue to grow. So I think inflation, which has been very much a focus of our concern for some time, is starting to fade. That said, recent events in America mean that we may be heading into a higher inflationary environment in the US. And clearly what goes on in America affects us all in some way. So I think that's something for us to watch. But at this point, we're still expecting central banks to be easing their policies and reducing interest rates. So I think inflation is one of those topics. It's been, as you say, a hot topic, and it's been something that we've talked about consistently. Hopefully we can pay that a little bit less attention going forward.
Greg, thank you very much indeed for your time. It's good to see you.
Thank you, Richard.
For AM Best TV, I'm Richard Banks.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.